Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Halloween, Kansas City. Welcome to 96.5 The Fan. Zero trouble, zero bubbles. I'm getting these guys drunk off vibes. How you doing?
Is Halloween a worldwide holiday, or is it an American holiday?
Well, in Mexico,
holiday?
I think it's the Day of the Dead.
Yes, and they do it usually tomorrow. They do Dia de los Muertos down in Mexico.
Oh, muy bien.
Yeah, you too. And so that's usually on
that
November. Yeah, you said very good. I said, and you
and
too.
You.
And you, yeah.
I thought you too was, oh yeah, you too.
And you, yeah.
YouTube. Shut up, Dust. You would have ruined it. YouTube.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, is it? Yeah. Well, that's your problem.
Well,
if you're still
on
YouTube.
Yeah, we are.
You can watch us. But if you got that YouTube TV and you're complaining about ESPN, I can only lead you so far. I can only take you to the cusp. I can only get you there. I can only lead you to water. I can't make you drink it.
Yep,
I don't want to hear about your YouTube issues. I don't care.
Man. No Disney products, man. Gone.
Rob and CDOT, they're up in arms about it.
That's their problem.
You think CDOT's using Rob's login?
Yeah, of course. You think CDOT's got a login to anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At Vegas Hotel, he's at six times a year.
That, I was going to say, yeah. Other than the gambling apps, right?
There's the Sphere. There's the Luxor. There's residency of one CDOT Harrison.
Yep. Exactly.
All Saints Day tomorrow. The same, right?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's the Day of the Dead in Mexico.
Tomorrow is when you get your ass up at like 8 a.m. and go to Target and get all the leftover Halloween candy for half price.
Also, is today the day, like, if your neighbor should be like going to Florida for the winter, is this the day you TP his house? I got a friend whose neighbor he doesn't like, and he's going away for the winter. I'm like, oh, today's the day to TP that guy's house, right?
No, that's when you put a care package that you know is going to like soil away, but you did your job.
Yeah.
You don't want to TP somebody's house, man.
Especially someone that you don't like, because then it gets
carried
away.
That is true. If you don't like him, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Should they put like Limburger cheese in his vents while he's gone?
Yeah, give him cheese to make it.
Oh, man, that Limburger cheese is that. Have you ever done that with somebody? We used to do that kind of crap in college all the time. Put it on somebody's tailpipe and it melts and then the smell goes in.
We used to
hide it in vents in our fraternity house in people's rooms. Like, ah, you got me. You know?
Dude, I told you, my buddy Tolson, man, somebody messed with his car one time and then nobody messed with his car again. They drew, like, you know, wangs all over the windows, and he legitimately, I am not kidding you, it's a true story. For anybody that knows me, that knows my story in the background of Tolson, you know this is true. Zach, I know you're listening. He literally went and found roadkill, scooped it up with a shovel, opened the guy's trunk.
So he knew who did it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He didn't sleep till he found out this guy was lethal. Found roadkill, fresh roadkill, and put it underneath the little carpet where your spare tire is, and the backseat of the guy's car. Guy didn't know it was there for about a week. All of a sudden, he's driving around. What's that smell? Couldn't find it. Opened the trunk. Found it. Maggots crawling.
Oh.
You know what? Nobody ever messed with that guy's car again. Dude, it was terrible.
Oh, yeah. That is gross, man.
Like, stomach ache just thinking about
that. I mean, just
visual.
Imagine, like, where's that smell? There it is. Lift it up.
Was it like
that?
Like,
was maggots. The sound of it.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's why I went,
yeah, dude.
It's like roadkill. Like, is it a raccoon? Is it a squirrel?
Does
it
matter?
A head of a deer? Yes, it really probably does. If it's a squirrel, you're like, okay. If it's a raccoon, like if you and that thing's looking at you and it's got its teeth, it's like
something tells me it was a possum.
Okay, that's even worse.
Yeah,
it's nasty.
You didn't mess with this guy. I can promise you that.
Yeah,
I can promise you that.
Well, I mean, that's like that's the line. Like, don't mess with somebody's cars, right? Like, we're dealing with this now. We had egg on one
that's
a couple
messed
of days
up,
ago.
Eggs are dangerous.
Eggs are dangerous.
They chip paint?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know. We're on the hunt now. We'll figure out.
Because one of my
that.
Buddies one time got his car tagged with Oreos. They like undid the Oreos and stuck it around the car and then saran wrapped it. Well, I hate to tell you, there's grease in that fake frosting,
right?
And little circles around his car. It's terrible, dude. Like, don't do this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you can draw the car chalk. Totally fine.
Totally fine.
You suck. Or
right.
Like,
yeah, there are fun ways
loser.
To do this.
Absolutely, there are fun ways
you
to do it.
You could do, like, the Crisco oil on the door handle or peanut butter
right.
or mayonnaise
yeah,
and then saran.
Yeah,
and then you're like,
yeah,
oh.
Because yeah, yeah.
that texture is worse than seeing, like, you know, whatever. Because car chalk, you just go to, you know, car wash. Dollar and quarters spray
yeah,
off.
Yeah, spray
quick,
it off.
On
you're
your
fine.
Arm.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's when you start like soda on a car and that kind of stuff.
Too.
Stop doing that. Motor oil, all that kind of stuff. So stop. Yeah, stop messing with cars the wrong way.
Yes.
We had a guy at our fire department that wouldn't help wash the cars.
Yeah, the cars. The, yeah,
so
the trucks,
we wiped fish oil on his pillow and hid dough piss. Wafers in his ceiling.
I like that. No, I'm look. If
that's above and beyond.
But,
yeah,
but, you know, we used to do that kind of stuff to dudes in the fraternity house. If you were alone and didn't do your work and didn't do what you were supposed to do, you got hazed. Yep. I mean, it's part of the
now
deal.
It's a balanced man system.
Yeah. Well, no. Now it's a you better do your job or you're gonna get hazed. I mean, I still think that's the right way, especially in a place like the fire department. Maybe he's busting their ass down there, and you're not gonna do your job. Screw you, pal.
We one time had a guy pass out with his shoes on, and we put a piece of stink bait on his, like, mustache. Oh,
you ever
smelled that stuff?
Oh, yes.
All right. Speaking of draft bait, Mac, you think Rashee Rice will go down as Brett Veach's best draft pick of all time?
I do. I think it'll go down as his best pick ever, and it's why Rashee is so good that I think it'll be Brett Veach's best draft pick of all time, because Rice
better than Derek Thomas?
Rice isn't the best athlete. He's not incredibly fast. He's not huge. He's not... this DK Metcalf guy whose RAS score is just a 10 out of 10, right? Like, you're not going to get it on paper with Rashee Rice.
Good comp, though, because I can see the same similar body type as DK
Metcalf.
A
little
Metcalf,
bit, but he doesn't have an 8-pack. He's not running.
Not
like
yet.
Sure. He's not 6'4". He's not all these things. He's not even the best route runner. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have any of these eye-popping numbers. But his ability to sit in a zone and then immediately move forward has worked so well with Mahomes. And the reason that I think it's Veach's best draft pick is because of that and because he watched Mahomes and Kelce work so well together and said, okay, how can I duplicate that connection? I think it's like kind of like in Moneyball when Brad Pitt's looking at this guy. He's like, no, you're trying to replace the Damons. You're trying to replace the Giambis. It's never going to happen. We can get on base, though.
Yeah.
You're never going to replace Travis Kelce. We will never see number 87 or a guy in his atmosphere maybe again for the rest
of
our lives.
They said they'd never see another Tony Gonzalez.
They did. Right? They saw Travis Kelce.
Yeah. We got lucky. So that can't be duplicated, though, right?
Yeah,
so
you're right. And if you're trying to duplicate that, you're chasing fool's gold,
and
right?
So he watched that connection and said, okay, what is it about Kelce and Mahomes that I can connect, that I can duplicate with that connection? And I think Rashee Rice's ability to sit in the zone, move forward, and just that overall chemistry – and then add on that Rashee has been better than I think a lot of people thought in his draft comp. He's been better than that. So he complements the most important player in franchise history. So I think it's Brett Veach's best draft pick ever.
And I'll take it one step further for you to kind of add on to that. I'm not ready to say it's his best ever, but I'm close because I was told he will be their best wide receiver of all time, right? We've been telling you that for a couple of years now, that that's what they believe. He could be the best Chiefs wide receiver of all time. He's on that way. But he's more than a wide receiver. He's a position that doesn't exist right now in the NFL. And we can call that the Rice position, whatever we want to call it.
Yeah.
That guy is, and hybrid isn't even the right term to word, because I think that has a negative connotation at times. But he is a running back, and he is a wide receiver. My favorite plays to him now are turning to your left, firing it to him at the line of scrimmage, a simple lateral, and then letting him run. Because what does he do best? He runs with the ball in his hands better than any wide receiver that we've had or maybe have ever seen, you know, on this field in Kansas City. So what do you want to do? Get him the ball as soon as you can. That was a brilliant play call by Andy Reid the other day. And I love that kind of extension of the run game. I love that utilization of Rashee Rice. I think it's awesome to see how many different places he can...
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up in Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch the ball on the field and do some great things. And I love the fact that Andy Reid is like, this guy runs great with the football. Get it to him as fast as he can and let him do what he does best. And they've got themselves a talent out there that I don't know that that type of player truly exists much else in the NFL. He's a wild card, man.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.